seeing it done, and it is done. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Seeing it done, and it is done. Now, that's pretty heavy-duty stuff. Many people would like to see themselves whole and perfect, and they wonder why they are not whole and perfect. They're seeing it done, they're seeing themselves whole and perfect, and still, they are not whole and perfect. And they say, if I am seeing it done, and I'm seeing myself whole and perfect, why is it that it is not done? And of course, the answer simply is that it is done. It is done. It is whole and perfect. And it is completely done. However, we do not have the vision to see beyond the illusion, to see beyond the appearances that are about us, and we label those illusions or those appearances as real, and therein we give them the strength to be real. We give them the strength to be actuated. We give them the strength to be our reality. Now, they are not our reality. They are constantly changing. Everything in our universe is constantly changing. Every moment of our life, it is constantly changing. We have thoughts constantly that are going into our mind, coming out with very, very different possibilities and different attitudes and different ways of thinking that we, when we went in with our thinking, we never thought we would come out with that sort of an idea. And sometimes it's a negative idea. Sometimes we look at a dream. Now, young people are very great at looking at dreams. And they look at dreams and they do not know that it cannot work. They just say, I wonder how I'm going to proceed with this project. I wonder how I'm going to accomplish it. And their wonderment brings to their attention the possibility that it can be done. And so then they work with the possibility that it can be done, and working with the possibility that it can be done, or actually that it already is done, because they're merely revealing it, working with the possibility that it can be done or is being revealed now, they open their minds and their hearts to all the ways of thinking about it, all the ways of realizing how it can be fulfilled as a real object or a real idea in their mind. Now, there are many people who would like to write a book. Oh my goodness, how many people would like to write a book. Not as many today as years ago, but perhaps as many today, but not by the number comparison of years ago. But let's just look at a lot of people who would like to write a book. They want to write a book, and they have some interesting ideas. They have maybe a story theme. They have maybe an idea. And I am privy to many people who want to write books. They talk to me about their books. They talk to me about their dream. They talk to me about their desire and their goal for themselves. And I say, hey, cool. Hey, that's great. And then they say, but I can't get started. And I say, well, don't try. What? Don't try? You're supposed to encourage me. No, I don't encourage you. What I do is I say, what are you going to write about? Well, I'm going to write about, well, put that down. Put that down. Write that down. I'm going to write about this. Now, write, put that down. I'm going to write about these things here. Put that down. I'm going to write about this possibility and that possibility. Put it down. Write it down right now. And but they're just unfulfilled ideas there. They're just starting to blossom. Well, put them down. Because as you put them down, you prime the pump, so to speak, that inner pump, that inner divinity within you, which has all those ideas already fully matured and fully ready to be revealed. But you got to get going. So you write a chapter, and I say, don't write a chapter, write an article. Write an article about what it is you want to write about. And in this article, don't set any limits. It's one paragraph, one page, a couple of pages or a dozen pages or no limit. But just start writing about what you want to write about. And explain it to yourself, what you want to write about. And as you explain it to yourself, what you're really doing is you're outlining what it is that you want to talk about. What it is you want to share. What it is you want to reveal by writing a book. And so you write this down. And then you bring it to me and we compare it. And I say, hey, that's fantastic. Now, set that aside and do it again. Write down what it is you want to write about.
Well, I've already written it down.
No. Do not be possessed by anything you have done. Just set that aside. Don't throw it away. Just set it aside and take a new point of view now. How would you explain this to some person who was very wealthy and ready to give you a great deal of money to help you publish your book?
Oh-ho!
So all of a sudden, interesting ideas, your juices are flowing, and you get all sorts of great ideas of how you want to influence this person to be interested in your book. If they're already interested, they're already agreeing that they want to work with you, and they'd like to see what you're going to do. So you really get busy on it. And then, after you've done that, then I say to you again, okay, now, put that aside. Now, pretend that you're writing your book, and or you're writing an article about what you're going to write about, and you are convincing somebody who doesn't quite believe as you do. They don't have the imagination you have. They don't have the religion. They don't have the educational background you have, or lack of it. They don't have many things that you are acquainted with, or their attitudes are different. Now, how would you write it so beguilingly, so charmingly, so delightfully that a non-believer, someone who was not really interested in what you were doing, might say, hey, I'd like to see more of that? You see, don't get possessed. Just go, go, go. The ideas are there. Now, when you've got all these three and more possibilities all outlined and mapped out and written down, you find that your mind is soaring. You find that you don't want to go to sleep at night. You want to sit at your computer and type away. You don't want to go to work. You don't want to do anything. You just lock yourself up in your garret like some beautiful artistic being and who is creating and bringing forth something great. Go for it. But you lose your job. So what? This is your dream. Get that dream on the road. Get that dream in motion. Get that dream out pictured in your mind and your heart and your being and your computer. And go with it, go with it, go with it. Now, if you feel it's necessary to go to work and maintain an income for yourself or your family or whatever reason, then figure that into it. But make definite time to work on your book, to work on your dream, to work on your story. And as you make definite time to work on it, you will reveal it from within yourself. And, you know, when our friend who wrote Harry Potter wrote it first, not many people were interested. They thought it was too far out, and it is far out, that's for sure. That it was not saleable, it did appear that way. That it was not something that people would want to read, and no one would want to read it. My gosh, it's in every school in the country, in the world. But you see, if she were to listen to the different people who would tell her that her writing was impractical, if they listened to, if Richard Bach had listened to people about Jonathan Livingston Seagull, he would have never got it out. But against many odds of publishers turning him down, he went again and again and again for years, and finally found a publisher. And as our friend from Harry Potter, she went for years and years too, and then finally found a publisher. And all of a sudden, she became the richest lady in the world. My goodness sakes, on just writing a book. One of the most famous people in the world for just a literary presentation that made her so wealthy. Now, who would have ever dreamed such a thing as that? Who would have ever imagined it? Seeing it done, and it is done. She had a dream, and she wrote it down. She had concepts in her mind, and she presented them. She didn't let anyone guide her as she was writing. She had her own inner teacher, her own inner divine self, revealing the magic of the wizardry that she wanted to present. You and I each have the divine within us wanting to present the wizardry that we are. We have the divine within us wanting to present to the world, seeing it done, and it is done. We have this magical beingness within each one of us that says, it is done. Now, just let it out. Let it out. How wonderful many dogs would be if they were properly trained. And how welcome they would be in every home if they were properly trained. How wonderful our ideas would be if we would discipline them and give them the time necessary to reveal them. Give ourselves the necessary time to sit at our computer and write, to reveal the wonderful ideas within us, and let the magic come out, and let the world sit back and say, my God, that's great! Wow! Hey! My golly, 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 seeing it done, and it is done! So, do it, and enjoy it, because it's wonderful. And when you do, you've got it made. I love you. I love you. I love you.